name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we have the first opportunity of this ecclesiastical year to celebrate this wonderful Soul Saturday, to remember our departed loved ones, to pray for them. And in this service, we have this experience of the great anticipation of the joy at being reunited with our loved ones. We have a foretaste of eternal life, a foretaste of being reunited with those who've departed this life, but they are very much alive. And we must know that, and we must never believe anything else. They're not just obliterated. God made them. He has them in His hand. Their soul has departed the body for the time being. It's temporary. We must see that and believe it from the bottom of our heart, from the middle of our heart, whatever terminology you want to use, because that's the truth. And so today we have this opportunity to express our love for them in this mystic, sweet communion with them that Christ enables. It's not enabled by our sheer willpower, to be sure. And there is a great mystery in all of this. But they are very much alive. And this is this great opportunity to commune with them, to intercede for them, and to, above all else, express our love for them. That love will never die. So we view death through the prism of the resurrection of Christ. And when we do that, we have this sense of hope. St. Paul talks in Thessalonians about we as Christians do not grieve as those who have no hope. Death is a terrible thing. As we've said many times before, God never intended for us to experience that. But that is the natural consequence of our being separated from our life source through sin and being disconnected from that life source. But because of the grace that God poured out in His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnate Word of God, and the price that He paid for our sins, yours, mine, and all of humanity, He defeated death. He defeated Satan. He defeated everything, all of the forces of darkness, all that they had to throw against Him. He defeated it. Defeated all of that. And this is our hope. And this is all the hope we need, because this is a living hope, a hope that springs up within us, a hope that anticipates the resurrection of all of mankind and anticipates the restoration of for all of mankind, those who are in Christ being given heavenly bodies. And that great day will come. So today we have a foretaste of it. We do not grieve as those who have no hope. The sting of grief is softened by this mystical, sweet communion with the saints and with our departed loved ones. Another thing, though, we have to consider today is our own death. And we know that the church teaches us to be ever mindful of the fact that one day we will leave this world as well. We do not know when that will be. We do not know how long we have. But we are reminded today to be sober-minded about how brief this life is, so that we can use this life the way God intends for us to use it, and that is to prepare for the next one. So, dearly beloved, let us be sober-minded today. Let us rejoice. anticipating and having a foretaste of reunion with those loved ones who've departed this life. Let us intercede on their behalf, asking God's mercy on them. And let us look at our own lives and determine what things might be there that stand in the way of our taking our appointed place in God's kingdom eternal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.